This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Just thinking here as we talk about timelines, thinking about time travel and all the possibilities of that. Go ahead, people.
Okay, yeah, okay, Katina. We're getting out there into the fringe, but it sounds like a lot of fun. So
yeah, just to hang with me, hang in there, hang in okay. there with me. Because I was just shocked. I didn't say it, he said it, okay? Mm-hmm. So he says the reason why we need to make this other craft is because this timeline will converge in 2030 something. And he said, when it does, we will not want to be in that reality. He said, because it is, he said the Nazis won World War II. Now, the reason why
a portal is going to open up in 2030?
No,
Nazi UFOs are going to come flying up?
No. I have no idea what's going to happen, of course.
Okay.
He says that this timeline is going to converge and we will not want to be, you know, in that place. So the reason why I'm bringing him up is because he's always, Colonel Corso is always mentioned in like Linda Moulton House, some of the most well, you know, she's very, very well respected. He's mentioned by him. He's mentioned by, you know, Richard Dolan, Peter Robbins. So they obviously have, you know, a lot of respect for him and what he was involved in the government. And to see his son say this was just shocking. So that's one of the things I was going to tell you, that people have said some outlandish stuff. Now, personally, I don't know what to believe. I'm just shocked he even said it. Have you heard anything like that?
Well, I'm just familiar with the original book, Day After Roswell, with, of course, Philip Corso and William Burns, very highly disputed.
Yeah,
elements about that where they think that Colonel Corso misrepresented his background to a substantial degree. There's also, I think, online the original manuscript before William Burns touched it and made it more presentable.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, you know, go ahead, Randall. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, but I find this absolutely fascinating. So, because even, like, we can even set aside whether or not the claims are necessarily true or false. I'm just having a closer look at it now while we're talking. And I'm seeing there's a lot of information about this guy that how did I actually miss this? When I've been involved in ufology since, you know, the 60s in one way or another. So, you know, it amazes me that there's all of this stuff within ufology culture out there. It's a gold mine for really interesting stories from people. And yeah, at some point we can dissect it all down and go, well, you know, that's right now looking at it, to me, it looks like it's way out there on the fringe I could look into it all and find absolutely proof for none of it. But that doesn't mean it's not interesting.
Right. And it is interesting. That's why I mentioned it, you know, because I just ran across it and I thought, what in the world? You know, I didn't watch all of it, but I did hear him say that. So, yeah, there's a lot of different, you know, things going on and people saying different things. So I do believe that there are people intentionally just flooding our minds with, you know, disinformation. It, you know, that's got to be a reality. And I think there's probably more high-profile people than we realize that have that, you know, that mission for one reason or another. What do you feel about that?
Speaking of William Burns, yep. And of course he was editor of UFO Magazine before it finally folded. They acquired the magazine in terms of editing it from Don Ecker and Vicky. And the issue there is he used to talk about the subject, the reality, and the answer is hiding in plain sight. The truth is out there, but all the disinformation shields it. But then that goes back to everything about UFOs, that when we see UFOs, we're not seeing the real thing. That is the factor of being misdirected. Or maybe it's just a hologram.
Well, remember, Gene, we had, it wasn't that long ago, we had Nick Redfern on. And, of course, Katina, I'm sure you know Nick Redfern, a very prolific author and a very good researcher. And he discovered that back in the Cold War, the Russians were using disinformation within the contactee movement to influence culture in North America, which is really quite interesting. And then what would happen is the intelligence people down there would do the same thing back. So they were using ufology and the culture of ufology as a way to, well, influence culture for whatever their propaganda purposes would be. I suppose, capitalism versus socialism, something like that.
I totally agree. And I've seen some movies about that very thing, as a matter of fact, and I think on Hulu about it.
So, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's all really quite fascinating. But and then there, of course, there's just some people that they're really good at telling stories, and at some point it becomes mixed. You know, you got a mix of fact and fiction, and they call it. There's a name for it. It's called docufiction, and I tend to think that that's what we get a lot from authors like Whitley Strieber. Personally, so a lot of this other stuff that we're talking about with this Tompkins character, I think is probably exactly that. It's docufiction. There's probably some truth to it, but the actual claims that we're seeing, you know, the extraordinary claims are the fiction part.
Right. You know what? It gets a little strange. I'm going to mention one thing that I'm pretty sure is in the first page or two of his book. And he says that, I almost hate to even say it, He says that JFK had permission to leave the planet. Come out of his book. I'm serious, and that's all I'm going to say about it.
Well, I mean, according to some people, JFK did make a request to NASA for all of the information that they had on unidentified flying objects just a few days before he was assassinated. And the whole JFK conspiracy that it had to do with alien intervention and knowledge by the government of their reality, well, you know, that is, it's a stretch, but it's within the realm of possibility. Because we know, and I don't know, let me just ask you straight out, do you believe that UFOs exist, that alien visitation is a reality?
I think it's possible. I still really don't know, I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
I know that people are seeing things. I've seen things, too. Whether or not aliens are really here, I don't know. And that's just being honest. I don't know.
Okay. But fair enough. Again, you know, like, I do believe that alien visitation is a reality. I don't know if they're here now. I do definitely believe, given the information, just if you do your basic homework, there's way too many cases out there from official sources, including the U.S. Air Force and people who've investigated those cases, to think that they haven't been here.
Okay, that's
exactly what they're doing here.
Discussion.
I don't know.
Guys, that starts another discussion, which is it possible that the UFO mystery exists in the past and that all current sightings, recent sightings, have a conventional explanation? Now, let me take a moment to talk about the Paracast Plus. What is it? Well, about 5 years ago, we got permission from our network to offer a special version of the show free of the network ads with enhanced audio. And after we introduced the Paracast Plus, we added the After the Paracast podcast. It's color commentary, special interviews, many times continuations of the interview that began on this show, including this week, Katina Kyle will continue on After the Paracast this weekend. So you get her twice for the price of one. Go to plus.theparacast.com for more info, plus.theparacast.com. Trittina Kyle, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So you see here that Randall is possessed, like on the TV show Evil, when he does that. Seriously speaking, some people theorize, and I brought it up, that the fact that the best UFO sightings occurred decades ago is the main fact, which is that most or all UFOs can be explained conventionally in recent years, that if it was an alien visitation or whatever it was, time travelers, multiverse, the stuff now is conventional, it's no longer happening, or some of it is secret weaponry.
Well, you know what, I've even asked one of my, can't remember who it was, but one of my speakers, I asked him, you know, just straight up, you know, does he believe that most of the things that are seen today and reported, are they man-made or true extraterrestrial craft? And he says he believes that they are man-made.
That makes a lot of sense. Like a rule of thumb for me, as much as I unabashedly admit I am a believer in alien visitation. Like I was saying prior to the break, you know, I believe they've been here in the past, but for all we knew, no, they've gotten back on their mothership and flown away, and everything else that we're seeing now is just something else. But since they've been here in the past, if we go back in history, if we accept that, it's not too big of a leap to think that the government knew about it and wanted to keep it secret.
I do too. And so my thing is, I try to wrap my mind around whether or not it's just us in this alone, or are we in cahoots with like Russia and China on this technology thing? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, Gene usually has some pretty interesting thoughts about that. And I mean, we had, who is it? Trump hired the Chinese to look into Joe Biden or something. I mean,
it's not just the Chinese. It was the controversy now is whether it was the Ukraine, whether he's asking the president of the Ukraine, who's Jewish, by the way, a former Jewish comedian, to, as part of the local controversy, to engage in these wackadoodle investigations of Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden, and the story that the alleged server, DNC, Democratic National Committee server, hacked during the 2016 election, was not hacked by the Russians but by the Ukrainians, and the server is there, except it wasn't one server. It was like a cloud system. I heard 140 servers. So the entire premise is absurd. Besides which, the server is just a box. All the data is on a storage device, like a hard drive or an SSD. End of story.
Okay, but if you've got, all I'm saying is if you've got people in the government at that level that are, you know, communicating back and forth with some sort of technology about the political process, I mean, it's completely possible that you've got other levels of government and stuff doing similar communication back and forth with each other about what is going on. And then we can go back to, I think Reagan was alluding to trying to bring us all together as nations, because you could imagine that there might be some common extraterrestrial threat. Like, and then he got into the whole Star Wars program, which some people say wasn't really so much to protect us against incoming ICBMs as it was maybe something else.
Yeah, but a lot of people point to what he says as something trying to really warm us up to the idea of having this new world order type deal, because he says a common enemy or a common, you know, goal or something. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But one thing I was going to say is that really, would it be possible for us, the United States, to really just hoard, say they did get a craft, okay, back in Roswell, would it really be possible for us to just hoard all that technology and not give it to Russia or China without starting a war? You know what I'm saying? It's not possible. They're going to want it. I mean, it's going to be the most coveted thing ever. They're going to want that. And that's why I think they have to be in cahoots with some of these other countries, because if it's true what some of these other researchers have found, these other countries have had the same type, been able to get their hands on the same type of technology through, you know, crashed vehicles here and there. So, you know, we fight in war over everything. I mean, seriously, I mean, that just wouldn't be logical or possible, because, you know, we're so violent anyway.
It's a reason for ET to take us over. Like Clash, you said, in the day the earth stood still, if you don't straighten up and fly right, humans, you're gone. Gort's going to take care of you and take care of this planet. But you look at this, too, even if something alien crash at Roswell, how much of that technology could we decode? And would we just get something in terms of edge cases? Assuming a craft is capable of traveling through the stars, would we even be able to recognize this technology? And I always liken this to not taking an iPhone back to 1947, but taking an iPhone back to 1747. Battery fully charged. They can figure out how to turn on. But all it is a box with no internet, no way to access anything. Could they decode the fact that it's got a little chip in there, a tiny chip, equivalent of 8.5 billion transistors? What's a transistor? They couldn't figure it out. Now consider a magical spacecraft from another star system, hundreds of years ahead of us. Would we be able to even take apart any of the technology? I do not believe the things that Philip Corso wrote in Day After Roswell, that was night vision goggles and solid state transistors and solid state technology, because night vision goggles were invented in the 30s in Nazi Germany. So again, if we had the technology, or if we had access to the technology, would we be able to figure it out?
I think we'd try. We'd do it until we died. Until we all died out, because they would be so desperate just to have it and see what it does. And I do believe we have some diabolical people in our government. You know, if we do have that technology, they're using it in a negative manner. Didn't Clinton say that there was a government inside the government? I don't want to misquote this guy, but did he say that at one point? There's a government inside the government and I don't control it. I could have swore that's what someone told me.
We've heard stuff like that, but we actually asked Kevin D. Randall that, and of course, being in the military and you being in the military yourself, you would know, and I wanted to clear this up with him, is that the president is the commander-in-chief, and you don't get to say no to him if you're in the military. If he wants to know something, you just do what he says or else. So
yes,
it doesn't matter.
It's also possible
you
here.
Are.
Knowing the president is just a temporary occupant. And there are two ways of doing this. One is you kind of read them in and say, this is why you can't reveal it. Or they make the decision this particular president should not be read in for whatever reason. And if he doesn't know it exists, how can he demand it? You see? He can't ask for it. I want to know what you know about UFOs. If they tell him something that's not true, how does he know? Katina Kyle, Gene Steinberg, J. Randall Murphy, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After President Trump tweets last night that something very big just happened, word is that something very big is the death of the leader of ISIS, who is believed to have died during a raid conducted by the U.S. military in northwest Syria. A senior U.S. defense official says it appears Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi killed himself with a suicide vest just as special ops forces were moving in on him. President Trump is set to make an announcement at 9 a.m. Eastern about something it's believed it's going to be this. Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly reportedly says he told President Trump that if he replaced him with a yes man, he'd be impeached. The Washington Examiner says Kelly was implying that he might have helped Trump avoid the impeachment inquiry if he had remained. Trump ended up selecting Mick Mulvaney to replace him. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Of course, that goes back to presidents and UFOs. Grant Cameron has written about that. Guys, gals, speak up.
Yeah, you know what? There's got to be, and I do believe, and I've heard enough conversation to really believe that there's some type of shadow cabinet controlling things and that truly the president has no power. I think he's very removed from what's really going on. I mean, come on. I mean, I'm not saying anything bad about Donald Trump. I think he's just the person that they would just let in on this stuff. They're absolutely not going to do it. I think he's told what to do. He's very much controlled. And people would be fooling themselves if they don't see it that way. I was bringing it up because, you know, if there truly is a industrial complex, and we've all heard that, controlling things, they are going to really literally do whatever they want to do. And I do believe that they started to do this very early on. When they got their hands on this technology that, you know, a group of people just literally said, we're not going to tell the president anything. We're not going to listen to Congress or anybody. We're going to do what we want to do. And they've made it so compartmentalized now, just to answer Randall's question. That's why I'm going here. They made it so compartmentalized now that Randall, I wouldn't know that. I mean, I'm a peon, and I wouldn't know that. I mean, there's no way that I would know that.
You do know about chain of command.
I do know about chain of command. Yes.
Like when they're sitting in the war room or whatever, you know, and you've got all the generals sitting around the table. If the president says, you know, points to one of them, and says, "You get me this information." I cannot believe that they could turn around and say, no, I'm sorry, Mr. President, I'm not going to do that. Like, do you honestly believe they can do that and
well,
get away with it?
Because
I don't
they
think
want.
They could.
Well, let me tell you something. They've all been elected with the, notion that they could open up the files and go in and see what's going on in Area 51, and none of them have been able to do that. I've heard now from other interviews that the president has literally, not just him, but his high ranking officials have been told when they tried to go in and look at certain aspects of, you know, this phenomena, that they've been told they don't have a need to know. And they've shut the president down that way as well.
Yeah, you know,
and there's
I've
nothing he can do about it.
I've heard that. I've heard that too. But you know, like Kevin DeRano, he just doesn't believe it. And I'm like, you know, it. I think if the president went there, and you know, the guards at the security gate said, you know, said, "Mr. President, we're not going to let you in," that the president would just have him fired right there and just keep going. Like, you know, I just, there's got to be more to this. It sounds like a really good conspiracy, but I just, it's not that I don't believe that there's something going on. They definitely have to know more than we do. This information that is coming in, where those people on the carrier took those and the destroyer took that radar information, those boxes, and where it went to be analyzed, somebody knows something.
Yes.
You know, but who exactly and where it is, I'm not sure.
I want to say this, though, Randall. You have to have a president that's interested enough to want to go digging for these things, and Trump isn't it. I mean, he doesn't care about that. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but he just does it. You know, he's concerned about other stuff. But, you know, and I think they really have a lot of great manipulators around him, people that can take his attention off these types of things that they don't want him paying attention to. But very much so. Let me give you an example. Like when I was in the military and we had the guys that actually, you know, fixed the night visions. If I was to go over there and I'd say, you know, let me go in here and see what they're doing. I mean, they wouldn't allow me in there. I couldn't go in there, and I'm not privy to know why they're leaving the base and going somewhere. I mean, it's really compartmentalized. I can't stress that enough, all the way down to the lower levels. We're just not privy to know what the other departments are doing, even though we work in the same building.
Right. And this is really intriguing with me because we know, and you must, you know, you experiencing this, we do know that it's there someplace. That's just the thing. We know it has to be there because they have this monitoring technology. We know that there are these spy satellites that are out there looking at virtually anything that comes into our orbit. I mean, they can tell any rocket that gets launched from the Earth, any place, they know about it. I personally don't believe that anyone could get away with launching a rocket from any place on the Earth and somebody in the Defense Department wouldn't know that it's on its way. Even that airliner that disappeared, I think they know where it is or exactly where it went down, but they can't tell us because it's too highly classified, all their monitoring systems. I mean, when you get looking at some of that technology, it is so powerful. Like if they were to focus it down on Earth, they could read like license plates from space, you know, so.
Yes. And you know they do, and there's a really, really great broadcast on YouTube that I would suggest people go look for it. It's the guy's a CIA informant, and I don't know his last, I want to say Steve, maybe. But if they look at CIA, if they search CIA informant or something like that, he did do a broadcast, and it was, I know that it was telecast everywhere that they could possibly get it to run. And it was on Rush Limbaugh and a bunch of other people's, other shows. And he talks about, the CIA and how intrusive they've been without our knowledge, and the fact that they can use satellites to really see anything they want. So that rings true to what you're saying. I mean, they can.
Oh, yeah.
And
they can
certainly
underground with them. They've got ground penetrating radar, so they can tell if you've got an underground base. I mean, this you know, the idea that somebody's got some secret UFO base somewhere on the planet that we couldn't tell where it is, it just doesn't add up. These things are coming from someplace that I don't think the government really knows for sure where it. Mind you, though, recently we have our skeptic Seth Shostak, who works with the SETI Institute, saying that now they've determined, with some of the missing variables from Moore's Law, that virtually every star, when you go out and look up in the sky, every star system has a planet now. And that out of those, there's a huge number that are within what they call the habitable zone, and so they're likely billions of stars in our own galaxy that could could have life. So now, I don't know. He predicts that we will get scientific verification now of alien intelligence within the next couple of dozen years. And this is one of the people who is up until now like, oh, no, couldn't happen. It's not going to happen in our lifetime.
On the other hand, you think of it this way. Preparing people for the fact that alien life is out there, that it may come eventually. If it's happening now, the acceptance of it would be more general. There wouldn't be as much of a disruption. I mean, if suddenly out of the blue we had the landing that people might expect if there are aliens visiting us, that could cause havoc. But if you gradually prepare the public to the possibility of alien life, that it's real, there are exoplanets, something is inhabiting it. Even microbial life on Mars, life is redundant around the universe. So it makes sense that some of it might come here. It's, as I say, the gradual disclosure. I don't think if this is true, and I'm speculating, folks, I don't have secret knowledge. But if this is true.
Well, you know what? Go ahead.
The expat, well, maybe I do. I have a fact, like the Ray Palmer once said, I have a fact that I judge things by. But seriously speaking, I think that would be better than just saying, as the disclosure advocates want, okay, we admit that ET is out there, and now get over it, or something like that. I think if there is something to disclose, it's going to have to be thought out carefully. And, of course, there are obviously various interests that would not want that fact to be disclosed. Of course, traditional energy companies, you get the picture. One more segment with Katina, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
My rant about disclosure, you're free to disagree. Say something, guys.
Let me say something here. My whole issue with this whole thing, and it's a big shenanigan right now, is what I'm going to label it. But we went from literally, I know that I've seen this as probably about 2-3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago at the latest. Another article comes up from somewhere. It's not political, but I want to say New York Times or something like that about, okay, scientists believe they're going to be able to prove alien life and they found some microbes. Okay. Come on now. We went from microbes to now you're showing gun camera footage with a whole craft that's defying, you know, the laws of physics. That's what I have an issue with. So that's, you know, how do we go from that? How do we get from microbes to a whole craft?
That is such a great point, because this is what we always get from the skeptic. It's like, oh yeah, there's probably life out there, but it's so far away and we don't know where it's from, and the likelihood of it being there, you know, we might be lucky to find some microbes on Mars. Meanwhile, as you say, we have F-18s chasing unknown craft here on Earth. It's as if they just can't psychologically go there, because it doesn't fit within their paradigm. Unless it's verifiable, scientifically valid evidence of a material nature, they simply go, well, I don't know. Who knows what it was? Like, it was
right.
Something, but so that's fine. But I think Gene makes a really valid point there. You know, we start off with microbes. We move to, every star has a planet. We move to, we've detected intelligent life in another star system. Oh, it looks like actually maybe there's a ship on its way here or something like that. And then we had these strange asteroid, Oumuamua, coming into our system and then accelerating out. Neil deGrasse Tyson, you know, shrugging, going, well, I'm not really sure how that's possible, but coming up with the theory like, oh, it was outgassing because of the sun, which has been completely disproven in terms of physics as being a reasonable explanation.
Just absurd on the face of it. It's just really absurd. And I hope people can see through that, because, you know, what is this? Are these F-18s chasing flying microbes? You know, but, you know, you have, I forgot his name. He's the Japanese scientist. I want to say Akito, but I'm probably saying that
Michio
wrong.
Kaku. Probably.
There you go. Kaku. I know,
yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
he's on Fox News, and he's saying that they observe, or they, when they looked at this and they analyzed that the craft was going 1,350 G's. It was clocked at that. You know, that's like, I think the guy said over 100,000 miles an hour. So, you know, and we obviously, our human bodies cannot withstand that type of G force. So if we didn't create this, what created it? But they will never say right now that it's alien. Clearly, it's some type of intelligence, but I see that they are really staying away from alien. That's what I've observed so far. So it's just crazy.
It's too bad that we don't have much more time to go into all of this. Maybe you would consider coming back for our After the Paracast show to pick up on it. But, you know, in addition to you being a black female ufologist into the paranormal who's doing her own podcast and coming from the, I mean, this just blows me away. Your whole history, your bio, it's amazing. You are a mom and you're married. How does your family, you know, what do they think of you being involved in all this? Or do you get a lot of support from them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My wife is a podcaster as well. She's a little frightened of some of the paranormal things. However, she's very grateful with the things that I have shared with her, and she's been able to sit in on a lot of my interviews, and she's just fascinated by it. She's very supportive, and she really works the back end of Mysterious Radio on the X podcast, and we have a new show, if you don't mind me mentioning it here real quick. It's called...
Now's the time. Like, just okay. Let's talk about your shows and your X podcast and where people can find you.
Awesome. So she's got a new podcast called A Glamcast. You know, it's girls that want to talk about makeup and things like that. So if any ladies out there that like that stuff, please subscribe to it. But she's fantastic. And my son is really open to it, too. I mean, he's into Bigfoot and aliens and things like that. And I was able to bring him in. He's 12 to work Alien Expo with me, and he enjoyed it. And I'm going to continue to really share these things with him, because I just let him know, you know, it's okay to think different. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And I commend anyone that presents information like this to their children to allow them to make up their own minds. And if they're curious about it, continue on, you know, with it in adulthood. So my podcast is Mysterious Radio. If you like it, please subscribe and tell your friends. And the X podcast, if you want something to really scare you a little bit more, please subscribe to that. And I really appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Let's talk briefly. We have a couple of minutes here. Your expo. Got another one coming up?
Yes, I do. And my speakers I'm having two this time is going to be Nick Pope and Peter Robbins. And that's going to be March the 14th at the UT Conference Center.
That sounds like an interesting combo. Of course, Peter Robbins and Nick Pope have been here already on our show several times, and we always enjoy having them. Give people the address of where this place is.
Well, I don't have the physical street address, but they can find that information on the website if they go to Alien Expo. So it's alienexpo.com, and they can purchase the tickets there. They can find out more about Peter and Nick and read our blog and subscribe to the podcast from there as well.
Do you think, since we focus mostly on UFOs here, do you think there's going to be a solution? Well, my lifetime is a lot shorter than yours remaining, but in your lifetime, do you think it's going to happen?
No, I don't. I feel like this is going to continue on past my lifetime and several
generations. I don't want to hear that.
Would I like to see what's piloting those craft? If it is a physical being, yes. You know, I'm hoping to see that in my lifetime. But really, what an exciting period of time to be living in. I mean, I really can't say that enough. I'm just blessed to be living now.
Yeah. I think I should have been born 30 years later. But my son might see it. He's 33 now. He'll be 34 in February. He was born on Batman's birthday. Don't ask me to explain that. Okay, the birthday of Bruce Wayne in the comics is February 19th. So my son was born February 19th. But so was the young man who played the young Bruce Wayne on the Gotham TV show. Don't ask me to explain how that all works out. I think there was another birthday, too, because all those comic books keep changing over and over again. Now, I got started when I was 11, as a lot of our listeners know. And I kind of thought then, you know, we find out what's going on. Major Keogh said it won't be long before we find out that we'll have congressional hearings. We'll have that. Of course, we had the hearings, and then we had the Condon Report and, you know, like that. You know, Keogh kept going on, but I think I started realizing as I got into my 20s, this is not going to be solved anytime soon. I'll be sitting here with the gray hairs and, you know, with the walker. I'm not up to the walker yet, folks. I still exercise and do sit-ups 50 a day. But it's not going to happen. I agree with you there. We should tell our listeners that if you want to find us, because we know how to find Katina, you can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. You can also find two ways to check out the Paracast on Facebook. One is a community, one is a group. Don't ask me to define what that means, except I learned long, long ago, not in a galaxy far, far away, that if you try to combine them, you lose the data from one. So I leave it alone. And we mentioned before our supplementary show after the Paracast, and we're going to ask Katina about coming on that one. But after the Paracast is available only to subscribers of the Paracast Plus, okay? It's a special podcast, uncensored, uninterrupted, and it could be color commentary, special guests, unique features. We feature each week the UFO sighting update from William Puckett. We also give you a version of the Paracast, free of the network ads with enhanced audio. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com, Katina Kyle. We enjoyed meeting you. Thank you for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thank you for having me.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.